From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, broadcast hearings from Capitol Hill and New York today, Rudolph Giuliani on 9/11, and senators question top Army commanders on the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal in Iraq. First, though, we go to Iraq, where a U.S. soldier today pleaded guilty to abusing detainees at that prison near Baghdad. The court-martial of Specialist Jeremy Sivitz is the first of these cases. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Peter Kenyon. Peter, hello, and what is the sentence that Specialist Sivitz received?
Well, Jeremy Sivitz got the maximum that he could get under the plea agreement he reached with prosecutors, and that is 1 year in prison, loss of two-thirds of his pay, reduction in rank, and a bad conduct discharge. Sivitz made a tearful apology to the court, which was a conference room, actually, in the convention center here in Baghdad. Sivitz said he should have protected those prisoners instead of taking pictures of the abuse they received. He apologized to the people of Iraq and the detainees in particular. He also described in some detail a little bit of the abuse that he photographed. And under his plea agreement, Sivitz is expected to provide testimony against other defendants in future courts martial.
What about those other soldiers? There are three who faced arraignment this morning. What's in store for them?
Well, Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick, Specialist Charles Grainer, and Sergeant Javal Davis all faced the judge, James Pohl, today, but all of them deferred their pleas. That means they won't say guilty or not guilty until their next hearing, which is set for June 21st. However, in the Sivitz trial, Specialist Sivitz did give some very explicit testimony regarding some of them. He said he saw Charles Grainer, for instance, punch a detainee so hard he thought the man was knocked out. He described Javal Davis and another soldier, Private Linda England, a stamping on the hands and the feet of prisoners. He talked about prisoners being forced to strip naked and form a human pyramid. Now, these other soldiers, the three of whom are coming up next, the date hasn't been set yet, will face a general court-martial at which the penalties could be much more severe.
How about higher up the chain of command, Peter? Any indication of where they think this might go?
That's a big question and impossible to answer right now. Sivitz did quote some of the guards saying military intelligence was telling them to, quote, keep doing what they were doing. And several of the other defendants, personally or through their attorneys, have claimed they were just following orders when they abused these prisoners. That's not what the Secretary of Defense and higher-ups say. They contend this was a case of isolated individuals behaving badly. Some of these top military claims may be coming under new scrutiny now. The military has said, for instance, it responded immediately when it first learned in January of these abuses, but a Red Cross report in early November detailed abuses seen at spot checks earlier at Abu Ghraib, and both the New York Times and Wall Street Journal report today that military lawyers drafted a response that said, well, the Red Cross shouldn't be making spot checks. And that suggests a very different response from what the Secretary of Defense has claimed, and also tells us that at least somebody in the military chain of command knew about these allegations well before January.
Peter, a big question is, how does the Arab world perceive the kind of administration of justice in this abuse scandal? Is there any indication that have they been watching the court-martial proceedings, and what do people think?
They have. The reporters from Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya, the big Arab satellite channels, covered this very heavily today, as did the Western media. And the reaction is far from satisfied. They think the sentence is not nearly enough for a low-level person. They want it to reach higher. They want Iraqi justice to be part of this, which is not likely. And some of the men are saying it should be handled under Islamic law. Of course, in that case, these people would be executed. So the general reaction is not enough.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.